Hello, everyone, and welcome to Platinum and Gold. I am your host, Adam the Flop, and if you enjoyed last week's episode and are looking forward to more, then make sure to follow the podcast and rate it 5 stars. For this episode, I have invited a very special guest. I actually don't know anything about this person, but 20 minutes ago, he told me that he's a Taylor Swift stan, and I love Taylor Swift, so I was like, hey, do you want to be a guest on my podcast? And he was like, sure. So here we are, 20 minutes later, and he's now my first official guest. He is a platinum-selling recording artist. He's currently sitting at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Please welcome Brian Santana.
Hello. I love doing charity work.
I'm just kidding. Brian and I go way back. I know him very, very well. And I wanted to start off with a question, Brian. What is your favorite Taylor Swift album?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so controversial. I'm really feeling Reputation right now.
I love Reputation so much. That's actually the album that made me a stan. Because I loved Taylor before. I remember Red was the first album I ever bought, and I loved that album. But once I heard Reputation, I was like, holy shit, I am a Swiftie. Like, I don't give a fuck about these people that say they don't like Taylor Swift. I'm one of those people who believes that every person who says they don't like Taylor Swift is lying, and they're just lying to themselves, very sad.
That bitch has so many songs. Like, you can't not like a song by her. That's why, I don't know. But Reputation, I've been seeing a lot on TikTok. People are like, I'm entering my Reputation era.
Yeah, I know. And the music videos for that era, too. Like, I know Look What You Made Me Do got so much hate, but that video, I remember when she, like, premiered it at the VMAs. But also, I don't know, just the videos in general, the visuals for that era, like when she was teasing it with the snake images and the Delicate music video.
Oh my gosh, you want to know something really sad about Reputation now?
What?
Low-key, like, when I go on Taylor Swift's YouTube, it get really sad because her, like, Reputation was, like, her last, like, big album. And I know that sounds, like, controversial, but, like, go on her YouTube page. No, listen. Go on her. No, she has, like, good albums. Like, obviously, everything blows up after that. But, like, Look What Made Me Do got, like, 1 billion views. Blank Space got 1 billion views. Fucking Cardigan got, like, 98 mil.
Okay, but that makes sense because she really did not put any promotion into Cardigan. Like, Folklore was a surprise album. Lover, I'll admit, Lover was like not her best work.
And like even like You Need to Calm Down has like what? Like 200 million views? Like that's nothing compared to like what fucking 1989.
Yeah, she went all out for that video for You Need to Calm Down too. That did win Video of the Year though at the 2019 VMAs. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Wait, which one did?
You Need to Calm Down.
Oh my gosh, I remember watching that on TV, and I remember that she brought a bunch of drag queens on stage. No, literally, I was like, why are there a bunch of drag queens?
No, it was a good video, though. Like, the fact that she got all those, like, the drag queens and the celebrities in the video, and Katy Perry at the end. Do you remember that when her and Katy Perry hugged at the end? I think Taylor was dressed as French fries and Katie was dressed as a cheeseburger.
I'm not gonna lie, that music video was kind of fucking weird. Like, sorry.
No, I think you're just problematic. And
no, bitch. Like, I love the concept of it, but some of the things on it was like a little bit questionable. I was like, what? Like the French fry and burger shit. I was like, what?
No, I'll admit she's like really weird, and she knows that she's weird too. But that was that scene in the music video where her and Katy Perry are hugging at the end. Is very, like, very cute and, like, very wholesome. And after everything that they went through, like, with all their beef and how they had a feud for years.
Wait, why did they have beef again? Isn't it because, like, Katy married John Mayer and, like, no. I don't know. What?
No, okay. I'm glad you asked because I kind of want to talk about that. I feel like that'll be nice. So basically what happened was some of the background dancers that Taylor had during her Red tour left Taylor's tour to join Katy on her Prism tour. And these dancers knew Katy before. So basically Taylor got upset about that. She said in an interview once that she said there was a female pop star who she was feuding with who tried to sabotage an entire arena tour. So basically, I mean, she was talking about Katy and how Katy basically had these background dancers that were supposed to be on Taylor's tour. So the whole feud was kind of just like weird. I mean, I understand both sides of it because Taylor probably did work hard for her Red tour. and with like rehearsals and everything. So she was probably like, oh, these background dancers leaving kind of fucks me over. But Katy Perry was saying in an interview once that she was friends with those background dancers. So like, I get why they would want to be on the tour with Katy, but I don't know. I see both sides, and I think the feud was just like dumb and it lasted way too long.
My opinions, that's so fucking stupid.
No, like actually.
Wait, I have a question. Am I allowed to curse on this podcast?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Adam is a fucking flop. No, honestly, because like I know some people are like, you can't cuss, but I was like, I'm going to.
No, honestly, I recorded one episode last week and I was trying so hard not to curse. I was like, okay, I want to just make this episode not explicit, but then I ended up saying like fuck and shit. So I was like, whatever, I don't want to edit and delete that. And
no, literally, like it's just, you want to be natural about it. You don't want to just like hold back.
No, exactly. I feel like it's more of my personality too, because I do swear a lot if I'm talking to my friends.
So now that we're talking about Taylor and Katy's beef, remember when Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift had beef?
That was so funny because it was just weird because they had beef for like a day and then made up when they performed together. It was like they performed together and announced that they weren't beefing anymore.
No, literally. I remember watching the performance and being like, it was like such a big thing, like the night is still young, and like news articles were like, Taylor and Nicki are friends. And it's like, what? They weren't even really beefing.
Their relationship is so funny too, because, okay, I don't know if you knew this, but Nicki Minaj always gives thanks to Taylor Swift, because when Nicki Minaj wasn't popular and she had just released Super Bass, Taylor Swift on a radio interview said that she loves a song called Super Bass. And then all of Taylor Swift's fans went and bought Super Bass on iTunes. And then it went like number one on iTunes. So Nicki Minaj to this day is always thanking Taylor Swift, because she's like, oh my gosh, no one knew me before then. And then all the Swifties at the time started listening to Super Bass because Taylor mentioned it in that interview.
Sounds like Olivia Rodrigo's career.
That's tea. Should we talk about her next?
Let's talk about it right now. T is, I feel like all of Olivia's fans are Swifties.
That's true, but more T, I feel like recently there's been kind of like tension. Not, I don't know if I should say tension, but you can tell something has shifted. I don't know if Olivia doesn't like Taylor anymore or they have like some sort of beef, but Olivia, I feel like it's just so unlike her to not mention anything about a new Taylor Swift release. So when she didn't talk about, or when she didn't mention Taylor Swift's Red re-recording, it was just kind of weird, because it made me think about how like earlier in the year, Olivia had to give up a lot of her royalties because one of her songs on the album, actually a couple of her songs on the album, but Deja Vu on Olivia's Sour album, she had to give credits for Taylor for the bridge, because she had said before that Taylor Swift's song Cruel Summer, the bridge for that inspired Olivia on her song Deja Vu. So then a couple months after the song's release, she had to give Taylor credit. So there's people who believe that there was a lot happening behind the scenes that didn't make Olivia happy about that. And now she might not be the biggest fan of Taylor Swift anymore. I really don't know what to believe.
Honestly, I don't know either. I know a lot of fans are like skeptical. They're like, no, they're still friends. But like, honestly, like you said, Olivia hasn't talked about Taylor in so long, and I honestly do think they're beefing.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I should necessarily say beefing, because I feel like Taylor just wouldn't beef with an 18-year-old. I feel like she just doesn't have time for that. But I think that their teams, maybe, like, behind the scenes, people who represent them with publishing royalties, they might have beef.
Maybe. It's such at a bad time for Olivia, too, because, like, everyone's on the bandwagon right now to be like, I don't like Olivia.
Yeah, from a PR standpoint, though, I think that's why Olivia hasn't said anything, because if she doesn't say anything, then it won't hurt her. But if she says something, obviously, like, Swifties would be mad. So her PR team's probably advising her not to say anything about it.
At this point, Olivia, I don't know, kind of skeptical of her right now, too, because, like, she had such, like, a high point in her career. So it, like, makes me sad that everyone's, like, you know, on this hate train of her. But, you know, if she releases like a good single next, or like a good album, like people will love her again.
Oh yeah, I definitely don't think that her career is over by any means. Like, she had a huge debut and her Sour tour had so much demand. Like, there were so many people who couldn't get tickets and were complaining about how finding tickets was so hard. So people love Olivia. I think she's gets more and more popular every day. And I think with her next release, that will just rise even more. I hope she puts out a new song soon because it's low-key been a while. I feel like it's been a while since her last album, even though it was just last May.
No, but literally, it's been so long. Like, it came out, I know it only came out a year ago, but honestly, like, when you have so much, like, progression in your career, like, you need to put out music. Like, it needs to come out quick. Like, fans are craving that.
No, I completely agree, especially when you're first developing hype. Like, I remember Billie Eilish when she released her debut album and had all that hype with When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? By the end of that year, she had released Everything I Wanted as just a single that wasn't a part of the that wasn't part of the album at all. So I think Olivia should do something like that where she just puts out a song soon, whether it's part of her upcoming album or not. I think just something to hold fans over. Because at this point, I think if she does release something, it will debut at number one. I can't see her flopping with a release because she just has so much hype right now.
No, she won't flop because I'm talking crap about her, but I'm so streaming it.
No, literally, don't you love her? You listen to Traitor every day.
No, I do. She's good. I love the High School Musical, the series music more than her actual music, though.
I'm glad you brought that up because I strongly believe that her song All I Want is top three in her discography.
No, top three, best, like, she cannot overtop that. And there's, like, other songs on that album that she wrote that I'm like, damn, this is good.
No, the fact that she wrote that song, too, for the show. So basically what happened was one of the producers reached out to her after seeing that she posted original songs on her Instagram account. The producers were like, oh my gosh, you can write songs, and then asked her to write a song for the show. And then literally 3 days later, she came back with All I Want. And at the time, she was probably like 16 years old, which is just crazy because that song is, in my opinion, is so well written. So the fact that she only took 3 days to write it, she wrote it by herself, and she wrote it just for the show. It might not have even been part of, based off of her life, you know, based off her character.
You want to know something funny? I think it's so funny that every topic that we talk about, you're like explaining like the background or the context to it, because literally, like, I forgot that like fans that like listen to you might not know like the background or the history to it.
No, I feel like I have to. It's kind of a habit because if I'm doing a TikTok video, I always like to fill as much just like detail in as possible. I like to be like, this person said this in an interview, and I like to include receipts so that people believe me because I want to be credible. You know, I don't want to just say this shit and people be like, he's lying.
No, like for me, like I'm forgetting to do that because like I'm just like talking out of like my ass, and like I forgot, like people are going to be like, wait, how do you know that?
Yeah. So everything I say, everything I've been saying basically has been because I've made a video about this before on TikTok. Like I've made a video about Olivia and that situation of her writing the song before. So I knew that off the top of my head because I had just done that research prior.
Adam is like a bibliography, if that's what a bibliography is.
I try my best. I love this shit. Like, I love researching everything about all the pop girls and just music stuff in general. So I'm just glad that I can, like, provide that on here, you know?
I'm gonna be honest, though, music-wise, like, I've been, like, needing some new music lately. I've, like, been so bored of what's been putting out. Like, Easy on Me, y'all have been streaming that shit so hard. I don't know who's listening to this or that song. Please stop. I don't like that song.
You guys, to the listeners, if you want to know something, Brian is a hater. He is very, very hard to please. So he's not a fan of Adele's song, Easy on Me.
Because it's fucking shit. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'll be at the bar drinking with my friends, and like, we're like getting like free drinks till midnight, and they'll play Easy on Me. I'm like, why the fuck is this playing?
No, I agree with you. There's a time and place when Easy on Me should be played, and it's not at the bar.
I feel like that song was not meant to be her first leading single off the album. I feel like that's like, it just was not it.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I did listen to the album, and I get why she led with that song, because it was just like catchy and short, and the rest of the album was kind of just like long.
Too soulful for me. I'm sorry.
You're such a hater. I feel like you're the type of person where you only listen to full albums if it's by, like, Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, or Madison Beer.
But they earned it. Like, those bitches have earned it. I'm sorry, but, like, I feel like when you make an album, it has to be, like, a complete whole. Like, you have to put in, like, every single individual song has to sound like this could be a single, and even if it's not a single, this is, like, you're gonna, it's, like, crack.
Oh, my gosh, wait, should we talk about Madison Beer? Because we talked about Olivia and Taylor, and I feel like Madison is your other favorite artist, so we should talk about her.
Opinions on Madison, I love her, but if I was going to say flop or not, low key, she's not a flop, but she could be bigger than what she is.
Definitely. I feel like I love Madison Beer's music. I actually saw her recently live, and the concert was so good. It was just so fun because she just looked very good. She had a bunch of outfit changes. The visuals were great. Maggie Lindemann also opened for her, and I'm a huge fan of her. So I loved the concert, and I love Madison's album, Life Support. I just feel like people need to start taking her seriously as an artist, and I think her label needs to do the same thing. They need to invest more in her because she's very young. She's still starting out. She just released her debut album in 2021, and I think that she could be a lot bigger with the extra support behind her from her team.
I feel so bad for her because, like, she has the streams, and she has the fans, and she has, like, you know, like, stands and everything. The only issue with her is she doesn't make music that's for radio, and that's what she needs. Like, she has songs that will go viral on TikTok, will do well on Spotify, but they're not going to play that on the radio.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, she tries to have radio hits. Like, I remember her label sent so many of her songs to radio and they just didn't take off. Like, they sent Selfish to radio.
I'm not going to go to the grocery store and listen to Selfish.
Yeah, like, Selfish did not do well on radio. They even sent Baby, and Baby is like an upbeat pop song. They sent that to radio. That did not do well.
I'm not going to lie. Baby is so good. If you want to be my baby.
I feel like I should play it now in the video, in the podcast. So here's Baby by Madison Beer, in case you don't know it. If you want to be my baby, no, I'm going to drive you mad. Probably going to call me crazy. I'm the best you ever had. Yeah, I can turn you on, on, on. Why you close still on? That was Baby by Madison Beer.
Like, guys, do not tell me that is not good.
I think it's good. I mean, I'm just not going to lie. If a pop girl goes into a studio and makes a catchy pop song with a catchy chorus, I'm going to eat that shit up. Like,
oh, wait. If she made a collab with Zed, I'm pretty sure she'd blow up.
I don't know. Zed is kind of flopping, so.
No, if she made one with Zed or Calvin Harris, one of those beat, you know. If she made a song like that, that'd go viral, summertime hit.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that kind of music is very 2016. I just feel like nowadays with TikTok, you really just need to have a TikTok hit. So what she needs is to have a viral TikTok hit that people love so much that they go and stream on Spotify.
Oh my gosh. What makes me sad about TikTok now is we're progressing so much to the point where songs don't go viral on TikTok because of dances. It used to be because there was a dance trend to it. People do not like dancing anymore. So you just have to have, within your song, lyrics that people can make a catchy or, something creative with it. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but it was just so much easier back then. If you made a catchy song, you just do a dance.
Yeah, it's true. I remember in 2020 when TikTok was first starting to just get really popular. There were so many artists on there trying to get TikTok hits, and it did work out for them. But now it's harder and harder because every artist is trying to do the same thing. And if all these artists are doing it, then it just increases the competition on the platform, and people's attention spans are getting smaller and smaller when it comes to music, I feel. So I don't know. And I feel like that's kind of why albums aren't as popular anymore, because people will just stream songs from TikTok. And every day they'll find new music on that app. So they're more interested in that than listening to a full-length album.
You are right. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Okay. I feel like we should play a game now. The thing about Brian is that he loves games.
I love games.
And he likes to play this game called Flop or Not.
This game is fun, guys. Literally, you can play in any... I'm just joking. Okay, I'm going to ask Adam a celebrity. I'm going to be do you think they flop or not? Because Adam's content is basically that, talking about celebs' biggest hits or their biggest downfalls. So first person that comes to mind is Katy Perry.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I love Katy Perry. I just want to start off by saying that I think that she is one of the greatest pop stars of all time. With that being said, she is undeniably a flop.
She's trash.
I'm trash. Okay. I wouldn't go that far. I'm going to be honest.
No, I'm going to be honest. I have not heard a good Katy Perry song in a fat minute.
Because nobody knew that she released an album in 2020. That album was good. Smile.
I don't know. Every song, all her singles, I haven't loved.
Here's the thing. I don't want to call Katy Perry's career a flop because it's not true. She's achieved so much in her career. But ever since she released Witness, her career has just been going downhill to the point where now she just put out a single a couple weeks ago with Alesso and it got 8 million streams in the first week.
That makes me so sad for her. But over her, let's talk about flop or not, Alexia Cara.
Alexia Cara?
Did I say that right?
She's another artist. I want to talk about her in an extended video because I feel like I have a lot to say about her.
No, literally be honest.
I love her, but just like I said to Katy Perry, I feel bad calling these people flops. I really do.
Guys, he wants to say that she flops and she sucks. Honestly,
I'm not gonna go that far. Alessia, if you're listening to this, I love your music and I think that you deserve so much better. But I'm going to be honest. Okay. Alessia's last album, In the Meantime, did flop. It didn't even reach the Billboard 200. And her previous album, Growing Pains, I think it reached number 71 on the Billboard 200. And it's just really sad because I remember her first era was really big. She had two top 10 hits with Here and Scars to Your Beautiful. And those songs had everybody in a chokehold.
But even when they were viral, I never liked it. I hope people out there that are listening can agree with me. I never liked it. I never saw she was going to succeed. She was it's like her music went viral and they did so well on the Billboard charts. But there was nothing I just didn't see it progressing anymore. She can't keep doing the same thing. She has to switch it up.
I mean, I agree with you. I think she just didn't really care that the industry was changing in a way. She wanted to stay true to herself and stay true to her sound. And she has changed her. I think her lyrics have progressed a lot since her first album, especially now that she writes all of her music. I think on her first album, there were some songs that she didn't write. Then her second album, she wrote all the songs by herself. And then on her latest album, she co-wrote all the songs too. So I just feel like she's exploring a lot of her artistry. And I think she's a great artist. And I wish people would pay more attention to her. But I'm going to have to say flop.
Actually, off topic, but Adam, I give you a lot of credit for doing this podcast because because if you mess up, you can't just pause.
No, it's so scary because on TikTok, I find myself recording and then stopping and re-recording so much because I'm like, I look so ugly in this clip. But I guess that doesn't matter for podcasts because I'm just recording the audio and I'm not recording video. I'm sure if I was videoing this right now, I'd be doing it over and over again because I look ugly right now.
No, literally listening to Adam talk right now, he sounds so proper and put together. It sounds scripted, but I promise you, he's just talking out of his ass. And I'm just what? How are you doing that? But
it's because I just love talking about this shit. I can go on and on. And I'm glad that you wanted to be a guest because I feel like you have some good shit to say.
I wanted to be a guest for so long, guys. He won't give me clout, but hopefully this will launch my career.
You guys, Brian has been begging me to be a guest on my podcast. I should have mentioned that earlier, but he wants clout. He's just a clout chaser.
I don't want clout. I just think it's so dope that he has a following. And there's the people are going to listen to this right now. You guys are going to listen to this. And I don't know what you're going to be doing while you're listening to this, but you're going to be engaged and you're going to be either laughing or I don't know, but I just think it's dope.
Let me know what you guys think about Brian being a guest. If you like Brian, send me a message on Instagram letting me know that you like him and want to see him in future episodes and I can maybe make him a recurring guest, but let me know if you hate him and never want to see or never want to hear from him again.
Honestly, don't put that pressure on me because I don't know how many listeners you have and you could probably have 10. So this doesn't count.
Honestly, I don't know how many listeners I have. That's a good question. But I'd like to think that people from my TikTok are coming to my podcast. I mean, that's my goal.
I give you a good audience of 50. I'm just joking. Honestly, your engagement's really good on TikTok. So you might have a lot of listeners.
I hope so. I mean, I try. So last time I recorded a podcast, I made a video on TikTok about the same topic. And then at the end, I was like, go listen to more of my podcast.
Off topic. Is your biggest fear flopping on TikTok? Because it's going to go away one day. Be honest.
Can you not say that? I'm going to be honest with you. I refuse to be a flop. That's the thing about me. If I see myself flopping in the slightest, I will change that.
The thing about Adam is like, low-key, I see his like some like his videos will do really well. And the ones that don't do well, I'm like, those did not do well. But after like a week, I'll see the views went up. Like, so it takes a while.
Yeah, it's weird. TikTok is weird sometimes. Like, I can post a video in a day and it'll get like less than 100K views. And then the next day it'll have like a million views. So it's just kind of weird how the algorithm works, I feel.
Oh my gosh. Adam has a lot of patience and like time on his hands because I would never do what he does. Like this podcast right here and his TikToks, like that, I give you like pat on the back for you.
Thank you. I feel like this episode's a lot easier than the last episode I made because last episode I had to like research a bunch and write shit down that I was going to say. But now I'm just having a conversation with you, which is kind of fun.
No, that's good. Honestly, are you going to give me a bag for doing this?
We'll see. Maybe I'll give you like a small allowance.
No, honestly, like I'm charging just like you charge these brands.
We'll see. But anyways, I kind of want to continue to flop or not because I want to ask you a flop or not.
True. I love going off topic with you, but we can go back on flop or not.
Okay. We can only do like, we'll do like a couple more. Flop or not, Halsey.
Stand, love her. Watched her on Victoria's Secret fashion show when she performed. Love her beef with G-Eazy. She made some good music out of it. She's just like the type of artist where like, she's like Pink and Kesha, but she did it better.
I think Halsey, okay, I have mixed feelings about Halsey. I like her music. I like a lot of her big hits I listen to. I feel like she's really famous. Like, everybody knows who she is. And I wish she would have put more promotion into her album that she released in 2021. I feel like not a lot of people know that she released an album. It was called If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power. And why are you laughing?
Because me and Adam were talking about this last night, and like he says to me, like, she tried so hard to make a motherhood album.
No, like,
no, you're getting called out. Like, you were talking shit about her.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I like Halsey's hits, and it just makes me mad when artists don't put effort or promotion into their work. Like, I get that she didn't really care about having a big era for her last album. Like, she didn't release any singles before she released the album. She just put out the album and that was it. But, I mean, the cover art was pretty when she was like holding the baby. I think it was cute. I think the concept of it was cute.
Mm-hmm. Next question. Flop or not, Raven Simone. That bitch made music.
That was the last person I expected to hear out of your mouth. Like,
oh my gosh, I feel so bad for her. She's on The View, and like that's what people do when they like flop hardcore. That's why Katy Perry is on the American Idol, because that bitch knows she flops.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest though. Raven Simone, and she knows this too. You can tell she'll forever be the queen of Disney. Like,
no, she really will be.
She'll forever like, and like she, and that's to me is like not a flop because if you're the queen of Disney, like everybody and their mother was a fan of That's So Raven.
And it did well. You know, like, if you look at the stats of, like, all the Disney shows, That's So Raven did the most, like, well, even above Hannah Montana, it did the best. Mm-hmm. Like, views-wise, I think it has, like,
so well.
I think it has, like, the most viewed premiere, like, what, like the they did, like, this final episode, and it's, like, the most viewed thing on Disney.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, one of the episodes are one of the most viewed on Disney.
Does anyone remember Pass the Plate?
That's the fucking plate. That was so fun. They need to do that again. They need to like do something out of that, like make a TikTok series about Pass the Plate or some shit.
No,
like,
that was good. Oh my gosh, honestly, question for you, Adam, who do you think had the biggest career out of Disney? There's a lot of them. Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, who else? Demi Lovato, Nick Jonas, Joe Jonas. There's a lot of celebs that came out of Disney.
I feel like this is a controversial opinion.
Olivia Rodrigo was on Disney, so you have to consider her.
I feel like this is a controversial opinion, and not a lot of people agree with me. But I feel like Selena Gomez is the most successful ex-Disney star.
I personally agree 100%.
I'm glad that you agree. Like, I know a lot of people think Miley Cyrus is, and I love Miley Cyrus. Don't get me wrong. I think she's so successful. But if you think about all that Selena Gomez has accomplished as a singer and actress, she owns a beauty brand, Rare Beauty, in its first year made over $60 million, and it was just available in the U.S.
I think it made more than 60 million. You mean 600?
No, it was 60 million, like in the first year.
Oh, then she's a flop. That's nothing. Kylie Jenner and Rihanna made over a billion. What do you mean 60?
No, I'm talking about like in 1 year, like in a single year.
She made $60 million?
Yeah, like I think it was a little bit over 60 million.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Adam, but now I disagree with you. That's kind of a flop.
That is not a flop.
No, like,
anyways.
No, literally, like, compare it to Rare Beauty, Fenty Beauty, and Kylie Jenner's, like, cosmetic line is, like, all on the same level. But if she only made 60 mil.
I'm saying Rare Beauty, that was the first year that it was launched. Kylie's makeup line and Rihanna's makeup line, they've been out for years.
True. Okay. I'll check back with you in a year from now.
It was definitely in the top five for celebrity beauty brands the most.
I think it was top five, like, in general. I don't know what it was, but it said Rare Beauty did better than, like, it had the most progression and growth.
I'm just so proud of her. I'm glad that she's getting back into her acting bag again. I love her show Only Murders in the Building on Hulu. And she'll also be starring in some movies soon, which I'm super excited about. And I feel like her music career, even though people hate on her as a singer, she's had so many top 10 hits and has accomplished so much as a singer that you just cannot call her a flop, and you just have to accept the fact that she is a main pop girl.
She reminds me of J-Lo a little bit, because people give J-Lo hate saying, like, you can't sing, like, you can't, or you can't act.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think Selena Gomez also, how she released a Spanish EP in 2021, I think that is just so cool how she... Because she doesn't even speak Spanish fluently, but the fact that she took the time to, like, learn how to pronounce the language and record music in Spanish. And the EP was good, too. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, listen to Revelacion by Selena Gomez. It's so good.
Honestly, I thought Adam was going to be like, now I'll play a clip off the album.
Maybe I will. Here's De Una Vez from Selena Gomez. A bop, right?
Honestly, he should have just played a clip of me singing it.
Do you want to sing it? Do you know the song?
I'm not good at speaking Spanish.
Okay.
You know, Adam's fluent in Spanish, actually. That's pretty impressive.
You are too, though. We can literally do this podcast episode in Spanish. Brian's a Latina.
I am Latina. I wish I was like a hot Latina. I'm Puerto Rican, which Puerto Ricans are hot as fuck. But I want to be like... mixed, like in the sense of like I am like Puerto Rican and also like another type of Hispanic.
I see what you're saying.
What's that new movie that came out, the Hispanic, the Escan? It's doing really well on Billboard.
Oh, Encanto.
We'll be like Encanto.
We'll create a like soundtrack to go along with it and everything.
Oh my gosh, the soundtrack off that, and this is on topic because we're talking about music. Soundtrack on that movie is so good. I'm so glad it's doing well on the Billboard charts.
Yeah, like it's number one on the Billboard 200. People are really liking the songs from it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, controversial. Remember when The Greatest Showman was like ruling iTunes and like the Billboard?
Everybody loved that soundtrack, and it was a good soundtrack, but it was just kind of surprising like how well it did. And not going to lie, Zac Efron and Zendaya, their song Rewrite the Stars is so good.
I will say... didn't like the movie. I liked the movie. I did not love the movie. I saw it in theaters, but the soundtrack, I'll give it to it. That was a good soundtrack.
Ooh, I have another flop or not for you.
Okay.
Flop or not, this could be our last one.
Sad. R.I.P. Adam, I wish Adam had like a long ass podcast, because I told him we could go forever.
I mean, I'm looking at the recording right now. It's been 36 minutes, which is pretty long. My first episode was only 20 minutes, so... it's because we're having conversation.
I guess I'm that special. But ask me the flop or not.
Okay. Flop or not, the Jonas Brothers.
As a whole or like individually?
Like as a group, yeah.
As a whole, flop, but they don't make music together. So I would have different opinions if you asked me individually.
They literally do release music together. They just released a song together recently. But that's not like their album in 2019.
That's not their main bread. They all do their own things. They're a hustler. They only do music together for the fans that love them.
I feel like they tried to do their solo shit for a while, but then like went back together as a group because that just wasn't working out for them. Like their 2019 era was pretty good.
No. He's saying it did not work out for them. They like, okay. I only know Joe Jonas and Nick Jonas. The other one, he flopped because I don't even know his name. Like, who the fuck is he?
Kevin Jonas.
Oh, Kevin. Sorry. Kevin, he flops. Like, but he doesn't release music.
Yeah.
But they both had smash hits. So you can't say they flopped. Just because it was a long time ago doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, it was a long time ago. But Nick Jonas tried releasing an album in 2021. No one knew he released an album. He released a full ass album that no one knew about.
I know, but it's because he went on The Voice. Like, you get the curse when you go on The Voice. That's why I'm scared for Ariana right now. She went on The Voice.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. I feel like...
No, when you go on The Voice, there's a curse. Like, you flop after that.
I hope she doesn't flop. I feel like she was just bored and wanted to do something different. And she loves singing so much that she just thought that she would enjoy being a coach on The Voice, which, I mean, I can respect that. She was probably just trying to get a bag. And
I disagree. I think she saw the bag and how much they were giving her. She said, fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
They paid her like 20 mil. Oh, Adam told me the other day, apparently Katy Perry made more than Ariana Grande. You said?
I don't know if she made more than Ariana Grande. I was saying that Katy Perry makes the most out of like all the American Idol judges because she's Katy fucking Perry.
True. I would love if Katy Perry like tore me to rip. Like, oh no, Katy Perry would do so good on X Factor. I would live for that shit.
I wish the X Factor was still on because that was the best competition show. Like,
oh my, wait.
I love it so much.
Wait, I'm going to trigger your memory. Remember when Britney Spears was on Make It, I mean, on X Factor?
That was just like, it's. I loved her on the show because she just had like the most, she just had like the funniest reactions to everything. I remember when Fifth Harmony got through to the top three, Britney Spears, her facial expression, she was so confused. She was like, why are they in the top three? Like, she was just so funny as a judge.
I think she was looking at Lauren when she saw them in the top three. She wasn't staring at Camila because then she would not have made that face.
The people listening to this are probably like, Adam, you talk too much about Fifth Harmony, which I do. So we can talk about something else.
Yeah, I'm done talking about Fifth Harmony. Not really like big on them.
I know you're not. And I feel like I talked about them too much last week and love them. But we don't need to talk about them for this episode.
I can't remember which season it was, but I'm pretty sure it was the Fifth Harmony. I was about to say Big Time Rush. Didn't One Direction get discovered because of X Factor 2?
Yeah, so they were on the X Factor UK in like 2010. And they also didn't win. They came in like third place. So it was very similar to Fifth Harmony. Fifth Harmony came in third.
Oh my gosh. I think it's so crazy that you can go on a show and then like become the biggest, mm-hmm. like A-list celeb from that. Because Fifth Harmony, A-list. Maybe not all of them, but A-list.
No, that's true. Camila, A-list. The rest of them.
Normani, like, B-.
No, yeah. Camila. I'm talking about Fifth Harmony again, and I'm sorry.
Okay. But One Direction forgot about that. They were good.
Yeah. But yeah, it is crazy. I mean, I feel like these groups that are formed on the X Factor, the producers see them and they're like, whoa, they can be so successful. So they just invested heavily in One Direction and made sure that they became the biggest boy band.
I remember watching X Factor right before, like, I think it got canceled. They don't make any more seasons. But I remember they were trying so hard to make more groups because they're like, we discovered Fifth Harmony and we discovered One Direction, so we can make you big. They tried so hard and it just flopped.
Yeah, if there's one thing the X Factor loves, it's their groups. Like Little Mix, Fifth Harmony, One Direction.
Oh my gosh, Little Mix came off X Factor.
X Factor UK.
Oh my gosh, I'm learning so much. Flopper, not Little Mix.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Little Mix, I wouldn't consider them a flop because they're very, very popular in the UK and they still get top 10 hits there. But they never have had a hit in the US. And I know, like, to be a successful artist, you don't have to have a hit in the US. But, like, they don't get hits then. They don't get Billboard charts. Like,
yeah, it's just not their thing here. It's like, well, BTS does really well here. But, like, you know, if they didn't do well here in America, it's okay because, like, it's not their demographic. Yeah,
it's not, like, their home country. But I wouldn't consider them a flop because, like, they still have a lot of fans. And
no, people go hard for Little Mix.
I do think, I'm going to be honest, I think they're better as a trio because Jesse Nelson left the group. And I feel like seeing Little Mix as a trio now, I feel like it just looks and sounds a lot better. And I don't know. I feel like the whole energy shifted.
A good like three group.
Yeah, yeah. I think three is the perfect number for a group.
I just love threesomes. I'm just joking. But I know I really do love like a three per, like I feel like it just reminds me of like Destiny Child or like, it's
yeah,
just, like,
no,
strong.
Exactly. It feels like powerful and like female female empowerment. And yeah, I think that they'll have a success as a three person group for sure.
Aww. Well, I love that Adam brought me on this podcast. This is actually like dope.
Yeah, I appreciate you being a guest, even though I just met you 20 minutes ago, just like willing to talk on this podcast with me for over 40 minutes.
Well, you can Venmo me or Cash App me. I prefer Cash App.
I'll think about an allowance for you. And maybe if the fans, okay, here's the thing. The fans, the listeners, you guys have to let me know what you think of Brian. If you liked him, I'll consider giving him an allowance for this podcast. But if you hate him, he's getting nothing.
I feel like we sounded a little bit slow at first, but we got really into it towards the end. But honestly, like, yeah, I think it'd be funny. Like, let me know if someone actually, like, messages you and they're like, we loved Brian. I think that'd be so funny.
Yeah, I'll let you know what the fans think of you. Hopefully they give me their honest opinions. But thank you to all the listeners for listening. Thank you to Brian again for being my first ever guest on my podcast. This is super fun. Hopefully you can be a guest in the future if people like you.
Ugh, please. What if people don't like me and I want to be a guest again?
Then I'm going to have to tell you no. I have to give the fans what they want.
That makes me so sad.
Sorry. I mean, I have to just give them what they want. But yeah, thank you guys again for listening. If you enjoyed the episode and want to hear more from me, make sure to follow the podcast on whatever streaming platform that you use and rate it 5 stars, because that will help me a lot. And that will just make me so happy if I see a 5-star rating. So thank you so much again. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Goodbye.